desert, blowing up the sunshine.
This is Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com. This is the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is episode 45, and I swear to the old gods and the new, this is actually episode 45. Last time I fucked up the numbering, until I went to go save the file and said, oh, no, it's already there. I said, what the fuck? And the whole time I was lying to you guys, saying I was one back. I still think that one episode I did when I was fucking shit-faced, I mean, that's still coming back and biting me in the ass, I think. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe I should, do an episode sometime where I'm just, like, fucking just hopped up on, like, fucking crack or something, just to even it out. Try, you know, get ahead of myself or, you know, fucking just record two real quick and just fucking, you know, even everything out, so I'm not all fucked up on my number. And I used to be spot on, you know. And then fucking, I don't know, just lost that one brain cell. It was fucking just gone. Like Grunt Free Press fucking brain cell, just out of there. I keep fucking as I'm setting shit up too. I kept fucking knocking into my table and just. Oh, fucking, two fucking large iced coffees on my table. I keep knocking into them, just fucking hear them rattling. I'm like, fuck, all right, gotta be careful. Don't fucking knock them over. Then, like, do it, like, two seconds later. And it's one of those things, just, like, fucking inevitable at some point. These coffees are going down. They're gonna drop on the floor. So if you just hear me fucking say fuck real quick and hear something smash, I don't know, it's one of those things. I get a feeling I'm not gonna do it on purpose. It's just like fate, you know. It's just like going back in time. At some point in the future, these coffees are spilled, and I'm just waiting for them the butterfly effect to take over, and just fucking these coffees are going down. Just the feeling, just a hunch, you know, fucking deja vu, something like that. Speaking of me breaking shit, just a small controller update. I know you're all worried. I was talking while I dropped my Elite controller before I started recording the last episode. Kind of sucks because I'm not using it anymore. I'm fucking just I retired it just because. I was saying like it seemed to work if I used. I thought it was just the cable, like the I used it wired. I don't fucking feel like, well, number one, I hate dealing with fucking batteries and recharging shit and just fucking, I just rather than fucking wire. It's just easier, I think. Less work. I mean, I don't give a shit. Again, I don't fucking sit too far away from my TV or my consoles. Everything's like fucking like whatever within like 6 feet from me, you know? I usually just use a fuck, whatever. Everything I can get wired, I get fucking wired because I just think it's easier. Looks like shit, but whatever. I don't really care. I was using, I dropped it, like, I guess I dropped it right where the wire, the USB plug plugs into the controller, so right when I tried playing it, I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's just the cord, you know? I swapped out, cords. What was happening, it was just, like, it just cut in and out, you know? So if I unplug it and just fucking, used it like wirelessly or whatever, it wasn't hooked up to anything wirelessly, it would just it turn on and it seemed like it was fine, so I swapped out the wires, whatever. I was fucking go on, I'll wrap this up pretty quick. So I swapped it out with like another regular fucking wire, and I'm like, this seems fine or whatever. And I'm fucking playing Doom multiplayer, the thing just fucking cut out for no reason and just fucking like just fucking disconnected from the fucking the system. Like, I wouldn't even show it there. So I think it's just the controller is just fucking jacked. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, that's the theory. I mean, the other thing I fucking thought I found out playing fucking Doom, it seems like whenever there's a fucking, you know, I fucking played, I was saying as I was playing, my computer was crashing. It just fucking, like, crashed. Like, sometimes it crashed to the dashboard. Sometimes it just fucking crashed and restart, like, completely as I was playing Doom. Like, what the fuck is going on? I just don't think that game fucking works with Steam very well for some reason. Because fucking, I just fucking, the first few days I was playing, it wouldn't even show up on my list. You know, if you go onto, like, Steam, it shows, you know, recent games played, like achievements, all that shit, and fucking, you know, time played, all that. And it wasn't showing up there. I'm like, God, that's weird, you know? Then eventually it showed up, but then, like, it was just whatever. It's just off and it's spotty, like the connection with Steam for whatever reason. First time I've seen that. It seems like every time the game would crash or it'd fucking crash my computer and that shit would restart. And then I'd, reboot the, Doom or whatever, or Steam. It'd always be like, oh, updating Steam, which fucking happens constantly, you know. It takes like a second, but just fucking, oh, updating Steam. But it seemed to like, correlate with every time Doom was crashing. So I don't know what the hell is going on there. It just seems like that doesn't fucking play nice. And it's like, oh, there's an update for Steam and we're just gonna fucking kick you out of fucking Doom. Like, that seems to be the problem. I don't know, that's fucking weird. I don't even know if that's fucking possible or what, but it just seems like that. I don't know. But anyway, I'm fucking, my Elite controller's retired. I don't trust it, but who knows? It kind of sucks, but certain shit too. I mean, speaking of fucking just controllers and weird shit, some shit I'll use, like a MAME, I know, when fucking, if I use like a PlayStation emulator or whatever for like PS1 or whatever too, and the computer, whatever. If I try using the fucking, Xbox One controller, that shit will just fucking crash. Like, it doesn't recognize it. So I think I might have talked about it before. I bought a fucking wired 360 controller, which is weird, but that seems to work for a lot of shit. And it's fine. So I don't know. Whatever. Controller talk. Controller updates. That was controller updates from Grunt Free Press. That was it. Now onto what's been the bulk of the show for a little bit going on, for a while. So, let's call it Souls, I'd say Souls Corner, or, I don't know, Soul, come on, think of something. Be funny and witty, that's why people subscribe to you. Souls, the Souls Suck, I don't know. Fuck it. I play Demon Souls. Make something up. Email me podcast@gruntfreepress.com and tell me what you would have. How would you have fucking dug yourself out of that hole? Let me know. I'll have a contest and the winner gets the name the Souls Corner. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. You tell me. You tell me what you want. So I played Demon Souls, and I played it with a PS3 controller, and controller speak, we'll go back to some controller. PS3, PS4, I mean, I've ranted about fucking before. I'll do it again, though, about PlayStation controllers. I think they kind of suck, to be honest with you. I think that they feel like little toys to me, just, they're light, they're just fucking, like, whatever. Nothing, totally, I fucking broken a fucking PS4 controller from like whatever in like a month playing like one game, it just fucking like just dies, just sticks stop working, shitty. They just feel kind of cheap. But my main problem's the the sticks, they're just right up against each other and they're just how close they are together, you know. They're not like offset like the 360 or whatever Xbox controllers where you just have full range of moving your thumbs. They're so like a small controller, like compact, and there's, you know, every time I if you have to fucking push them towards each other for whatever reason, just fucking my thumbs just fucking jam into each other. Just, you know, you have to have little fucking baby Asian hands, I guess, to really fucking like that shit, or be like 12, I don't know. But I mean, I'm playing Demon Souls. I guess that's just part of it. You know, break your thumb for the cause. It just adds to the atmosphere of Demon Souls. I kept exploring. I ended up beating it too, by the way. And fucking, it wasn't. I kind of blew right through that. I don't know. It's fucking. I'll get into it. But again, these are just kind of notes I was making as I was playing or whatever. Or like I'd stopped for a day and just fucking dropped the shit down. So I kept exploring the hubs or whatever, like the levels. It's just strange how it's set up. I mean, I was saying, explaining it's. Spokes on a wheel, you know, everything's kind of separate. There's worlds that are separated, five of them, I think, five or six. You can kind of pick and choose where you want to go, but you start off in the same spot. So, I was listening to something. After I was done some fucking like podcast about Demon Souls and Dark Souls and shit, and they were just like explaining the worlds or whatever, and they kept referring to everything as like 1-1, 1-2, like whatever, 2-1, 3-1, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe that's just fucking whatever, just shorthand or how people just refer to those the levels, you know. Then they were saying like, man, why don't they just call it, like, it'd be so much better if they called it the actual world name, like what it is. I don't know, I fucking don't know. It's shit's like fucking Teflon. That shit just fucking goes right off my fucking head. What the stupid fantasy names, like fucking, oh, I call it fucking Latveria or fucking Lothric and blah blah blah, blah. Stonefang, that's actually one of them, like Stone, why don't they just call it Stonefang Tunnel, that's what they were saying. Then as I'm playing the game, that's what they're actually called, like it's not called 1-1, 1-2, this is like the area names and just you know, names for those areas. Yeah, so, I mean, you can go to whatever one, but you'd always start at the same, whatever, 1-1 you would start, and then once you beat it, you get another, place to, like, another area, bonfire, and you get, like, a bonfire, like, halfway through, then it's like, oh, now I can start at 1-2, you know, and then, like, 1-3, and then, like, whatever, but, yeah, I get to the end of, that's how the game's set up. You can go in any order. You'd start, like, level 1, level 2, level, doesn't really matter, and, you know, the first areas of each one is pretty easy, then it just progressively gets harder, you know? So I just thought it was strange, just how it was set up like that, and, you know, I got to the end of level 3, and if you want to call it that, and... level 3, whatever the fuck it's called, just a real dark, castle and dungeon where you can't see, like, 5 feet in front of you, and, you know, my character is, you know, pretty leveled up at this point, and, you know, I'd beaten one of the other levels completely. I was kind of going in order, so I did, like, this... You know, level 2, I completely fucking wiped it out. So there was a boss there, fucking got him, got a shit ton of XP and leveled up and, you know, leveled my shit up. And, yeah, so my guy's pretty beefy. I'm just going through 3 and just, yeah, most of it wasn't that challenging at that point. I was already leveled up and shit. Most of my deaths were just my fuck ups, just falling off ledges, and some enemies will stun and grab you and fucking whatever, and, you know, that'll hurt. And you know, if I was lower level or had fucking, you know, less HP or defense, whatever, you know, I might kill you in one hit or two hits or whatever, but I'm like, yeah, I can just kind of eat this and back out, and it sucks, but I can fucking, you know, I've had a ton of, like, healing items at that point, too, so it's like, I just don't heal this, like, if I fuck up like that. And most of the standard enemies, just, I'm killing them in one or two hits, so it's just pretty easy. Even, you know, even the bosses aren't that hard, that third level. I mean, the first one was this giant contraption that shoots volleys of arrows at you. Look like something out of fucking Caligula. And you can't really just run up and attack it. I tried using, like, a shield and shit, and just, like, no, it just kind of, like, meant that, no, you can't just do that. Or I tried, like, rolling, timing my rolls, and, like, ah, maybe it's like, just a... testing your timing, like how to roll out of shit or roll towards shit and use like the invincibility frames, or I try like all little statues on the side, like, oh, if I just like, you know, hide behind these at the right time, like thought that's what it was trying to do, but no, you can't, anything from the front, you're just fucking done. You know, you can't roll fast enough. You can't outheal it. You don't even have the time to fucking watch the animation of you healing. So I mean, the trick is you just get a key from somewhere. I don't know at that point. Again, the level's just like just dark fucking maze. I was just going through like I think I've done this. Like fucking all this dead bodies here, so I've been here and just did like that kind of deal. Just figuring it out. But you just have to fucking find your way like around it. You get like a key somewhere and like double back and fucking like, oh, okay. Then like you're behind it and it's fucking doesn't even see you. You just go up and, you know, there's a little switch on his back. You hit and it just stops firing and that's the end of it. So, I mean, it's just a gimmick boss, really. The second one of that area is this magic user that, was laying traps on the ground that would stun you and then she could, do some pretty serious damage, but it was kind of, you know, just slow fucking magic attacks, and, you know, she's slow, and most of the other attacks are pretty easy to dodge, and she didn't have shit, for normal resistance. You just go up there and just fucking, you know, swing away, I mean, again, not hard. I beat her, and then it was fucking, like, wouldn't let me pass the to continue forward and didn't say she was dead. No, I guess she'll keep like respawning and then, you know, you can back out of where you came from and just fucking like, all right. And then I'm like, yeah, I kind of know like what this is. Cause I was exploring before. There's a little, again, almost like another gimmick to it. Just fucking, but you can figure the gimmick out beforehand if you're exploring and being like, oh, well, obviously this is it. So you just fucking back out and, do what you gotta do, then go back in. You know, you gotta face her again, but again, at that point, for me anyway, fucking not that easy. She's fucking going down fast, and, yeah, that was it. So, you know, another gimmick, and then, must have been the third area, I guess. There's another gargoyle fight, and it's almost, identical to the one in Dark Souls, like the first fucking real boss fight people remember. So, I mean, there's that. I mean, you know, you fight one fucking gargoyle and then get him down to a certain amount of health or whatever. Then, it's, you know, a second one comes in and they're fucking breathing fire. And they're kind of a pain in the ass to hit and they're fucking flying around and shit. Almost identical to the fucking Dark Souls one. Again, if it's fucking what I liked about playing Demon Souls is like, even though, you know, again, I played Dark Souls 1 before, you know, like when that shit first came out, and it's just fucking like I can still like go back to Demon Souls and be like, well, even though if I like Dark Souls a little bit better, it's just cool, you know, I can fucking just I can appreciate just like, oh cool, this is like where that idea came from, this is pretty cool, and just fucking, it's, you know, it's still cool, the levels are still pretty good. Yeah, just one of those things, just fucking once I saw like that second gargoyle, it's like, oh, I know what to do. I mean, fucking, you know, just fucking focus on one. And, I thought this one was easier than the Dark Souls one, just because they're slower. These gargoyles are slower and they're easier to hit and dodge and shit. So really the only one, I consider them, the gargoyles, they're like the only actual like kind of tough boss in the level, and it's not even that hard, you know. All the other ones are just fucking like gimmick, either one hit fucking pull lever and they're done, or just fucking like, oh well, I figured this out, and the, you know, they don't, that chick, you just fucking like murder her and that's it. This is interesting too, just fucking this dungeon, the whole dungeon area, which is a pretty, pretty cool area, pretty, you know, look cool, just kind of, you know, mazy and just fucking dark and shit, and kind of liked it. The thought, like, from, you know, that first area was just real small and tight and, like, claustrophobic and crowded, and then you go into this last area here, it was just, like, real big and just, kind of the opposite. I mean, it's still dark, I mean, you couldn't see shit, and it's fucking, like, you're on, like, you know, but you're on, like, these, like, ledges and fucking, you know, fighting, whatever, got other shittier gargoyles and shit, and just fucking, like, just kind of, like, a maze, but it's just, like, the opposite, you know, like, that, just a maze of just fucking, like, walking on fucking giant beams and shit, trying to figure out what the fuck you're doing. But, yeah, but this is interesting, though, just because, you know, I fought the last boss of the area. I'm like, dude, this guy has to be a fucking, a joke, is fucking, like, an old man, like, an old monk or some shit. And he, you know, he shoots magic at you that, like, I got hit a couple times, was barely doing anything. And he's fucking slow and he's fucking weak, you know, I just destroyed him, like, the first try. Like, it wasn't even like, I was just, like, waiting for the other shoe to fucking drop and just, like, him, like, pulling something out. It's like, I don't know, I fucking, now you're fucking cursed or some shit, or now fucking whatever, I don't know. You have to fucking do the whole fucking stage again. But I was just waiting for something. I'm like, this seems too easy, but, I just fucking murdered him, like, the first try. And I'm like, again, I'm like waiting, like, okay, well, what's gonna happen now? Like, you know what I mean? Fucking something? No, nothing. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not sure if there was some kind of nasty attack I didn't get to see or anything like that, but, I'm almost positive it was supposed to be just like a joke, like funny, just how weak and, yeah, you know, and easy it was, like, just after that big build up and shit, and just fucking all this old fucking weak man that you just fucking, murder. But again, fucking after I beat the game, I was going back, listening to that podcast, and I guess what that was supposed to be, was supposed to be a player boss. Like, if, you know, you're playing online, you get to that last boss and fucking whatever, the monk's there, and then, like, I guess, like, you would summon other players and you'd have to fucking fight the players, and that would be the boss. But I think I might have taken some notes later about fucking this, but I couldn't play online at that point. So I guess it's like the offline boss is just fucking this old man, you know what I mean? This is fucking weird. But yeah, I mean, it's I wasn't really paying attention, fucking listening to what the fuck they were saying. But it was something about, like, fucking, like, you're supposed to walk in that room and just, like, just be, like, other people would just be summoned and you just fucking go and, like, that would be the boss and fucking, you know, you'd have to fight, you know, actual people, like, fucking PvP. But I didn't get to see that, so I just saw fucking the old man and just destroyed him. And it's like, wow, that's kind of funny. That was a joke. So yeah, I mean, that was that level. That was like that third level. And after that, I went to the fourth one, which was the Valley of Defilement, which is Demon Souls' version of Blight Town, or I guess would be the original Blight Town. Yeah, once again, I was starting stage one. I mean, I could have went there like right when I started the game and just fucking, you know, the enemies are barely touching me. I'm one-shotting them and just fucking, you know, the only issue I had were some rats. Well, that was funny. I mean, they're not like the big rats like in fucking Dark Souls. You know, they have like either big rats or like fucking giant rats, you know, fucking huge fucking rats. I mean, these are just fucking, you know, normal little fucking everyday fucking rats, you know, like real life rat sized. And, you know, they give you the plague if they bite you, and I was just like, yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? Just, like, no warning, just fucking up, fucking bit a few times and stop, you have the plague, okay? And just fucking, you know, it's pretty much, like, toxic in Dark Souls, you know, it's like the slow poison, which is, whatever, you can usually deal with that shit and just fucking heal through it if you don't feel like fucking curing it. And then there's like toxic, which is just fucking, you know, drains your fucking health like real fast. And that's a problem. You kind of have to get rid of it. So that's pretty much what the plague is in this fucking game. So I did get the plague, but yeah, I mean, fucking. Yeah, it couldn't heal through it. I mean, you know, the plague will fucking kill you, you know. Never would have guessed that the plague would kill you. But, I mean, there's an item to get rid of it, and I had, like, half a dozen of them already. I just picked up, like, randomly as drops off of enemies and from fucking God knows where, fucking what enemies. So, I mean, I fucking, like, whatever. I had time to, like, all right, heal up, looked at my items, all right, this is it, fucking pop it, and that was fine. I mean, I didn't even, the rest of the level, I didn't fucking even run into that shit at all. You know, I'd fucking, actually towards the end, there's like a pit that just instantly gives you the plague and there are items in there. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm just going to run in here and grab these items and fucking just die and the bonfire is right there. I don't really care. But, other than that, other than fucking, like, enemies actually, like, fucking me up or, you know, doing that shit, it didn't bother me at all. So, yeah, I mean, again, other than, like, kind of, like, one or two, like, accidental or like, you know, doing, like, item runs and shit and just fucking dying, like, fucking almost on purpose. I mean, I pretty much went through the entire Valley of Defilement without fucking dying or really having a problem. Like, that was fairly easy. I mean, it's, you know, usual fucking Blight Town shit. I mean, second area is pretty much, you know, giant pool of poison on the, in the middle of the level. You can't really avoid, but, I mean, no big deal. I mean, that's the whole thing is just, like, when you first run into it, it's like, oh, I don't want to get poisoned, so I'm going to fucking try to be, like, fancy and sit up on these rocks and run from one to the other and roll around so I don't fucking, you know, the bar doesn't fill up and I don't get poisoned. But it's just like, hey, once you get past that, it's just, eh, whatever. I mean, fucking, I'm poisoned. I'm going to be poisoned. I'll just fucking heal through it. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, so, you know, it was a real large area, fucking just, you know, foggy and shitty and fucking, you know, poison and just tons of items scattered around. They're all guarded by these stupid fucking jellyfish. I mean, just fucking, just swarms of them. I was just fucking murdering them, just fucking whatever. Fucking dumb looking jellyfish. Yeah, I mean, the first two bosses I got to in the, you know, from one, whatever it was, fucking whatever you want to call it, stage one and stage two, I just fucking murdered them and just fucking standard fucking big slow guys. You just fucking get up behind him, hit him in the back. One of them was, you know, hit you with this fucking black goop that just leeches your health and, you know, leeches it from you and gives it back to him. Yeah, just fucking whatever. Just fucking get hit, heal, and fucking outpace it, you know, outpace it with my fucking damage at that point. It's fucking, you know, I had whatever, like a decent weapon, and fucking my strength was fucking built up. I was doing pretty good damage, so I was just fucking, ah, whatever. It was fucking, you know, do more damage than you're fucking healing. It's not going to matter. That's the trick, you know, do more damage than they can take. Drop their HP to zero. That's the pro tip. That's how you play Dark Souls. I didn't want to jinx it at the time, but I'd gone through the three stages of fucking that Blight Town, just fucking no problem. I hadn't died once, it's no fucking problems. And another thing that's fucking pretty standard for Blight Town and the Souls games is the frame rate just goes to shit. Just fucking real fucking choppy, just all that shit going on and just all murky and shitty looking. It was fucking real bad. I mean, I replayed, Dark Souls 1 and fucking on PC with the DS fix or whatever. Like, it wasn't really an issue. Like, I didn't even fucking really notice it or it didn't bother me that much. But here I fucking, I noticed it pretty clearly. You know, there's a lot of effects going on and it's fucking, giant dark area, just the shit going on everywhere, just fucking flies buzzing around, just fucking this green shitty fucking tint to everything, and the game just starts fucking, you know, certain parts just like, wow, this is fucking like real bad. It's just like crawling, just fucking like slideshow shit. I tried going back to Yeah, so whatever, that was Blight Town, I guess. I mean, if I can go back or talk about the last boss, which is pretty easy, here anyway. I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's fucking pretty easy. I'm just blasting through the shit. I'm fucking, tried going back to, like, level one, the castle, you know? Yeah, it's like, you know, I was up to the boss, which was fucking the end boss of the game. I wasn't sure. I was just like, oh, this guy's hard, but maybe he's just hard. I'm not doing something right. Like, whatever. I wasn't sure, so I kept backing out and, like, going through the other ones. I mean, the boss is kicking my ass and just fucking, you know, I was just like, I'm just murdering these other fucking stages. Maybe this guy's, like, easy now, whatever. I was just giving another shot, and no, he kicked my ass again, and, Not only that, I get grabbed by him for the first time. Like, one of his moves is a grab, and I'd fucking fought him like half a dozen times, never seen it, and fucking just like, oh, grabs me and fucking, yeah, I get introduced to something I'd never seen in fucking the, any of the Souls games, which is, level drain, if he grabs you. Yeah, so, fuck. That wasn't my coffee, that was my fucking cigarette. Getting fucked up. Yeah, so, you know, he gets the grabbing and fucking, like, yeah, you lose a fucking level and, yeah, like, I fucking, you know, completely whatever, you're level, like, fucking 46, he grabs you, says level drain, up, you're down to 45, you know, he can just do it over, you know, he can do it again and again, it doesn't fucking matter, it's just so fucking harsh, especially in fucking this game, you know, where, like, certain weapons that you use are tied to your stats. I mean, when I faced him, I just had fucking enough endurance. Like, why, like, if you're going for something, if you're going for, like, oh, I need, like, this much dexterity and strength to use this weapon, you know? Usually you just get to that point and you stop and, like, you know, why would you put more into it unless you fucking, you know, just had extra shit, you know, lying around. You usually put into, like, health or, like, endurance or whatever to get more health and fucking stamina. Yeah, so, I mean, that shit sucks. I mean, I had just enough endurance just, like, to the point where I was wear my armor and fucking use my weapons and shit and not fucking, like, fat roll. But, I mean, if I'm facing him, he fucking drained me twice and took fucking 2 points of endurance away from me when he fucking did it. So, it's like, dude, now I'm just fucked again. I gotta fucking, like, take off pieces of armor. It's like, dude, what a fucking dick move. It was just fucking unbelievable. I'm like, wow, that's fucking really harsh. It's just like, man. Yeah, I mean, it's shittier than you can fucking imagine, because pretty much means, you know, I gotta go fucking grind those fucking levels back before I'm, like, fucking, I feel like, you know what I mean, not fucking violated. And I hate fucking grinding, it just sucks, but the thing is that stage leading up to them is just, it's almost built for grinding. I mean, like, fucking, two or three runs through it, I'd have enough souls for a level to level up, you know, like 5 minutes a run to run through it, you know, up to the boss or just about the fucking boss. I mean, you know, within 15 minutes I get a fucking level, but still it's still fucking 15 minutes of fucking grinding, doing the same shit over and over. And just, I hate fucking doing that, but it's just like, that's the easiest way to do it at that point. I'd fucking done that so many times already, not even trying to grind, you know. So it's fucking one of those. I hate fucking grinding in games. So I get some. So I got a key from an NPC near that boss for a mausoleum or whatever, and it's fucking, I had no clue where the fuck that was, so I was just fucking wandering around that entire area fucking, you know, for a while until I found it. And there's this fucking guy there, an old king or some shit. You have to fight him for a while when he gives you some special sword. He's like, oh, you've proven your strength, you can fucking have this sword. And it's fucking almost like whatever King Arthur or something, you grabbing the sword out of, you know, sword in the stone or whatever. I think that's King Arthur, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, I was saying, it seemed like tied to like that area. I think like the NPC was supposed to be like the last boss, like that boss is like son or some shit. He was just telling you, like, you get to fight him. He's just like, oh, whatever, fucking, he drops the key and blah, blah, blah. So it seemed like, oh, this sword just seems tied to this boss. I'm just like, fucking, again, I wasn't sure at that point if it was the last boss of the game. Like, I had no idea. But I'm like, well, there's got to be some kind of connection here between this fucking boss and this sword. And so I'm like, oh, I'll try fighting him with the sword. And maybe it's fucking, like, again, like, going back from like Dark Souls 3, like a Yorm the Giant thing, where, all right, I need this fucking special sword or whatever, and this guy will be fucking cake or whatever. But the problem was, again, because, you know, what, these weapons are tied to stats, and it was fucking, I can't even use this weapon really until I, you know, I need two more points of fucking faith to use it, which I don't use fucking faith. So I'm like, all right, I gotta grind out two more levels just to fucking bump up my faith. You know, just like in real life, I have no faith in the game. And I, you know, and I don't want it in either situation. But, So I do that. I fucking grind out two more fucking levels. Again, I hate fucking doing it. Go back to the boss, and it doesn't seem to be anything fucking special. Just a fucking shitty sword, and pretty sure I was just doing a hell of a lot more damage than my regular fucking bastard sword. I mean, fucking great. Again, fuck, I just wasted a bunch of time grinding two levels to fucking grind this out, and it's not doing anything. And I was just hoping once they clear the rest of the game out and go back to them and fucking level up and get more items from fucking doing the rest of the, clearing out those other levels that, he'd be fucking manageable or fucking easier anyway. Otherwise it'd be, I wasn't looking forward to another fucking, Nameless King fucking scenario of just like 5 hours of just fucking going through. It's not even like, at least like Nameless King and fucking Dark Souls 3. It's like, oh, the bonfire's right here. Like, that I don't give a shit about. It's like, I'll just fucking keep going and just keep fighting this fucking boss for 5 hours. It's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. And just like, this is just fucking like, oh, I gotta fucking go up, go through this entire level. And fucking by the time I get there, I almost fucking have like a level of enough souls to level up, so I don't want to lose them, and now I'm fucking backing out and like grinding and just fucking going through this fucking shitty stage over and over again. But fear not, as I did beat him and beat fucking Demon Souls. But we're gonna take a break, then I'll wrap up the demons, exercise the demons. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, where we kill demons. We beat Demon Souls. I beat Demon Souls anyway. I don't know about the rest of the staff here. I mean, it's a big office. You have to go around asking everybody and fucking who knows. So I beat fucking Demon Souls and, yeah, it's just fucking, just pretty much the last fucking boss is just such a pain in the ass, pain in the balls and, the ass and the balls. And it's almost like the entire game leading up to him is just fucking, make sure you have enough levels and you have fucking upgraded weapon fucking, and gear and shit and like enough, healing items just to survive the fucking, the bullshit last boss. I mean, it's pretty much just like, this is fucking just to, you know, the rest of the game's a test up to this fucking point, you know, just to fucking, get through him. That's what it felt like to me anyway. And throughout the game, I didn't find too much for fucking, armor and fucking weapons really. I mean, comparing it to fucking Dark Souls or whatever, it didn't seem like there's much. I mean, for whatever reason, I couldn't fucking figure out how to, transform the boss souls into, weapons or whatever. I mean, fucking, I know you can do it again, fucking just going back, fucking like catching up on, after I beat it, fucking, you know, I beat it fucking pretty much blind and going through again, just like looking up, like what the fuck else is, you know, I mean, what's going on? I mean, you can do it, obviously. I just fucking didn't figure it out, but what I was doing fine anyway with fucking just the, going through like a quality fucking bastard sword plus fucking five or whatever was fucking fine. I was doing all right. I had no fucking problems at all really up until the last goddamn boss. All the options seem pretty sparse compared to Dark Souls. Like, again, forgivable because this game came fucking first, like whatever. And even armor, I mean, I fucking started out with that plate armor and just, you know, taking pieces off until my, you know, endurance was high enough to, wear more pieces and until I had enough to fucking on. Now I can wear just the full set of fucking the armor I started with. Like, great, you know, I didn't really gotten anything that was fucking better than that on the way up. Then towards the end, I fucking found a full set that dropped off of a mini boss, which was like a little bit better. It was like a little bit better. There's a trade off for it was like a little bit higher like physical protection, and then like a little bit higher like magical protection. But then there was like a trade off of like slower stamina regeneration. But I'm like, fucking whatever. I'm gonna need like, I'd rather have the higher magic resistance again. It's just like everything leads up, like all roads lead to this fucking the last boss, and like everything is just fucking like that's all it is. I think that was a little bit heavier than my fucking plate, so I was like, I gotta go grind fucking levels so I can fucking wear this, like whatever. That was that. I mean, there's really, really not much else. You know, I going through like the other Souls games, you just pick up shit and like, wow, there's a ton of this armor and weapons that I don't want to use. But if I've built like, you know what I mean, if I started again and built the character like that could use this shit, like, wow, it's just over fucking whelming just how much fucking variety there is in Dark Souls. And this is just like fucking, I picked up some stuff. It's like, I don't know, a couple things look like they're for fucking like, you know, a mage or some shit, and fucking, I don't know, this could be all right for like a dex character, like a fucking rogue or whatever, but not much. Nothing that I'm like, this would be cool. I don't know. Just fucking just seem pretty, everything just seemed kind of fucking sparse, I guess I'm trying to say. And again, just saying that, I was just explaining, like, the whole, like, spokes on a wheel, you can go to any level you want. It's just, you can break it fucking real, you can break the fucking game, like, so easy, like, almost like fucking, like, sequence break almost, but just fucking, like, you can just get so fucking powerful so early on that the rest of the game is probably pretty much a non-issue. I've talked about it before. That was kind of the problem I had with Dark Souls 2. I mean, you can just fucking run up to these enemies that are like slow when they fucking hit hard or whatever. It is fucking, you know, even if they're kind of difficult when you face them, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, if I get hit, they one shot me. Yeah, that's tough. But I mean, once you figure it out, I mean, it's fucking like, oh, I know when to roll, and it's fucking, these guys are slowly fucking, yeah, I mean, as long as you face them a few times, you know, you get good at fighting them, even if you're probably doing like, you know, you're in the wrong area, you know, quote the fucking, you're going the wrong way, or you're fucking like, you know, going in an area you're not supposed to be, like, you can do that, and they fucking drop like crazy souls and shit. So, or in this case, it's fucking, if you go through an area, you fucking face like a gimmick boss or some shit, he's gonna give you a shitload of souls, you can just fucking go and level up and like whatever. Or if fucking, like, you know, we spend a lot of time in this game and fucking, you know, in Demon's Souls, like, the second area is, like, a mine that's going to drop a bunch of, like, ore and shit. You can use to, like, level up your weapon, and it's just fucking, like, if you spend a lot of time in there, again, like, that spot was kind of tough for me, because it was fucking, like, I don't know if it was fucking not supposed to go there first, or that this is telling you, it's fucking don't go here first, but if you just fucking, like, whatever, I'm pretty much, like, committed to playing a fucking tough game, so fucking dying a few times not bothering me, I'm just gonna fucking keep going and fighting these guys, and whatever, I'll die a few times, I keep, like, grabbing this ore to upgrade my fucking weapon, you know, when I have enough, I'll just fucking go upgrade it, and fucking, it just gets progressively easier every time. Yeah, I mean, just fucking, yeah, you can just fucking, you can pretty much break the fucking difficulty of the game really easily, and fuck, again, it's not like that wasn't my goal to fucking do it. I mean, fucking, again, ever since fucking, Dark Souls 2, I'm like, I'm fucking, like, I always try to go, like, what's, like, the right way to do shit, you know what I mean? I don't want to fucking just break it. Yeah, I mean, but again, I kept doing that run up to the last boss and fucking, you know, the end boss, and I had no way of knowing that it was really the end boss, and it's fucking, again, like, when I first started doing that, I'd get, like, halfway through that level, and I'd have enough XP to level up, and it's just like, fucking, well, I'll back out and fucking do it. I know I can just keep doing it, because, you know, every time you do it, you fucking, it just gets easier and easier. It's just, like, pretty much the same shit. Just fucking, get it burned into your brain how to fucking do it, so. Yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, and that's the spot, too, where you're fucking getting, if you run through it, too, you not only have, you know, I was getting enough to fucking level up, but they also drop, like, healing items. I think you're almost, like, guaranteed to get, like, 10, like, almost full heals, every time you do it, and, you know, and in this game, it's not like Estus Flask. I mean, all the healing items stack, so it's like, I fucking went through this fucking, I'm maxed out on my fucking healing items just from fucking doing it, like, whatever, 10 times, and just trying to get to the fucking boss, you know? So, I mean, fucking, yeah, it's just, again, you do it, you're going through it, it's like, this is tough, but you do it, like, fucking a dozen times, it's like, it's just fucking muscle memory of where to go, and I fucking just know all these fucking guys' attacks and shit, it's not a big deal. He's fucking raking in the fucking souls and the fucking healing items, and you're just fucking, overpowered before you know it, just trying to play the game fucking normally. Yeah, so I mean, I do that, and just, you know, again, just going up to that last boss, and, you know, after half a dozen times getting my ass kicked, it's like, oh, you know, try another level, that I could have fucking accessed it at any time I wanted at level one, and just fucking, like, whatever, and just end up fucking murdering everything there, because you're fucking, you know, overpowered for it, and so, I mean, it's just like the game, the way the levels are set up like that, it's almost like too open for its own good, if that makes any sense, you know? Like I said, I think fucking it's tough to be like, Dark Souls does it better, because fucking, like, you know, the enemies there that are the areas you're not supposed to go, I mean, they'll, like, really fuck you up. It's not even a matter of fucking, like, you know, I'll fucking, like, outmaneuver them. I mean, no, I mean, they'll fucking murder you, like, fucking no problem. I mean, in that, if you're brave enough in Dark Souls, you can just do, like, item runs and run past everything, I guess, and grab, like, the shit on the ground if you want, but you know pretty quick that, like, wow, these things are just fucking, like, one-shot fucking monsters that just fuck, or I can't do fucking damage, like, shit damage to them at all, like, I don't know, again, that game, I think even fucking Dark Souls, like, it found, like, the first way you're supposed to go, like, last, like, that was the last fucking path I checked, but I was getting my ass kicked so much that, like, fucking didn't matter. Like, I wasn't over leveled, you know. I was getting my ass kicked anyway. So again, demons. Just playing through Demon Souls. I'd said it before. It's just so cool just to see where fucking, you know, they're real, like, souls, like fucking modern souls, not like Kingsfield. Just cool. Cool to see where it started. And I'm not saying like fucking, oh, it's not hard and it's fucking. I'm not saying that. I mean, some shit still is tough. I'm sure if there was like, oh, well, this one's going to be like easy. I don't know if it's the fucking easiest one. That last boss is fucking ridiculous, but, you know, I'm a bit of a Souls vet at this point, I'd say. And just, you know, I knew a lot of the tricks that, they were supposed to be callbacks in the newer games, you know. They're just fucking like, oh, well, I know where, you know, where this is going. I've already seen like the other version of it. I talked about that fight with Yoram the Giant in Dark Souls 3, and fuck, when I saw that, I'm like, wow, this is so cool and fucking unique and like so awesome. They put this in, and then fucking playing Demon Souls, it's like, oh, this is an almost identical fight, like the same fucking gimmick and shit, and just you know, right away I saw it, and I'm like, oh, well, hey, and then, you know, there's even like a note on the ground, and then fucking like a developer note they put in. It's the same shit with fucking Yoram, you know. I think I was online and fucking again, like halfway through fucking Demon Souls, I couldn't get online. But yeah, it's just fucking, you know, it's just, I just knew what to do immediately and just fucking, would have been the other way around, obviously, if I'd played them fucking when they came out, like chronologically, but whatever. Speaking of fucking not being able to get online, it was just weird. When I first started playing the game, the servers were up and I could see other people's phantoms, you know, saying, you know, usual shit with fucking Dark Souls or whatever, Souls games, you know, you can read their messages, see their bloodstains and see where they die and fuck, you see like their white outline randomly, fucking them running around and, then, you know, the last few days I was playing, I couldn't connect to the servers and, like, that's weird, you know, it happened once, I'm like, I don't know, whatever, like, fucking nothing, but then, like, the second time I tried it, the same shit, and they give you a website, to go to, like, a message comes up, it's like, go to this site to check on server status or whatever, and, I'm like, all right, maybe I'll try this, yeah, I do want to fucking play online, just whatever, just see, like, the phantoms, the messages and all that shit, and, that website is just not available anymore. I mean, it's like demonsouls.com or some shit. Just sent me to some fucking generic, like, placeholder ad site. So I don't know. I mean, fucking, the server's just shut down now. Like, the Demon Souls servers, I don't know when the fuck the game came out, like, 2009 or some shit. I'm not positive, something like that. 2008, 2009. I just thought it was fucking strange timing, like halfway through of me playing, that shit happens, you know what I mean? I was searching online too for like, whatever, Demon Souls servers, like, oh, are Demon Souls servers shut down? Are they up? And of course it just give you like fucking shit from like years ago, like, oh, fucking servers shut down, like, oh, now they're back up, or like fucking people asking that question, like, no, it was fucking down for maintenance in like fucking, 2010 or something, you know what I mean? Just fucking old fucking forum posts and shit, couldn't find anything recent, no nothing. I mean, it could have been fucking like, maybe they're just down for like maintenance, those for fucking like a couple days, like, I don't know, like fucking again, it just went on for like 2 days, I couldn't connect, but I mean, would they really be doing fucking maintenance and like a fucking whatever 8-year-old game or whatever the fuck it is? I mean, didn't see any like Twitter outrage or no nothing. I mean, again, I'm just searching around, if you'd figure it'd be like some fucking clickbait article on like fucking whatever IGN or some shit, like, oh, server shut down, just so people can be like, what? And fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, oh, I'm gonna start a petition, you'd figure, but I didn't see any of that shit. I don't know, didn't see nothing, just fucking, just thinking like I could have possibly been one of the fucking last people in the fucking on earth to play Demon Souls online, you know? maybe like from software, I completely fucking forgot about that game. Then like I get on and fucking was using like, you know, the servers, and like an alarm went off. Like, oh, somebody's playing this shit. Somebody's still on. And they fucking just like looked and like, fucking, wow, those are still up. We're still paying for this shit. And fucking just, you know, they just pull the plug. Like, who the fuck knows? I don't know. That was Demon's Souls. I still gotta write a review. I really should. At some point, you know, again, I'm trying to do the entire fucking Souls series, and it's fucking just this, and fucking I'm on fucking Bloodborne now, and then, all the main ones after that I really gotta do is fucking Dark Souls 2 at some point. Which I'm holding off again. I'm hoping my fucking, mind changes with that one, because again, I wasn't fucking huge on 2 when it first came out, but again, maybe I'll fucking change my mind with fucking the, I have like the Scholar of the First Sin edition or whatever, which I think is like, supposed to be like harder, or fucking they changed it up, like I forget what the fuck, and it is like kind of like remastered or some shit, is for like Xbox One and shit. I got that on PC. Then go through, I mean, I'm not, you know, maybe do the fucking those 5 Kingsfield games, which, no, that'd probably just be like a side project, you know what I mean? Those games are so fucking like old and like dated, like, oh, I'm still playing, but it's just fucking like, yeah, it's kind of like a fucking little novelty thing. I say that now, but I'm sure they're like fucking like 100-hour fucking ridiculously hard fucking games. They're probably harder than any of the fucking Souls games, but I was fucking, and still am chipping away at Bloodborne, and yeah, I'm having some trouble with it, with just getting through it. Just, I mean, right off the bat, again, it's fucking like people say, like, oh, it's not a fucking Souls game, it's fuck whatever it is. But I'm just not a big fan of being forced into one class from the get go. Basically, you know, a dexterity build. I mean, that's it, and it's fucking just not my normal play style for those games. It's just fucking like, you know, I'm fucking, I'm doing my damnedest to use fucking a giant, two-handed axe and no fucking gun, like an animal. I'm just, it works fine for the most part for, like, normal enemies so far, and just, and there's, like, certain shit I just get stuck at. It's just fucking, I don't know, like, how the fuck would it even work. I try, like, fucking around with the gun, and just like, oh, you use the gun to parry like a shield. It's like fucking, well, I don't know, dude. It's fucking, like, I don't know about this fucking game, to be honest with you. It's fucking, it's like, ah, oh, it's different, and it's fucking supposed to be, like, faster and harder, and just, not to go on too much of a rant, I mean, fucking, just, I'm just playing it now. It's like, I don't know, I'm just not enjoying playing it. Like, it's fucking, it's not that it's, like, hard, it's just fucking, just, I don't know. It seems so fucking, like, tedious. It's fucking, like, some of these enemies are so, like, the vast majority of them are so fucking, like, easy and just fucking, like, whatever, but, anyways, I don't know, I'll go back to it later, I guess. I'll wrap it up with fucking that. Say fucking, yeah. So I was stuck at the fucking, the blood-starved beast. He just fucking twirls around and shit, and can't really use, like, you know, your range. Like, again, I'm using this fucking, this giant fucking axe, you know. So I was basically using, like, fucking, I'll use fucking, you know, it's real long, I'll use the fucking range on it to fucking, you know, just get a good hit in from a good distance and fucking whatever, roll around or whatever. It usually, you know, most shit it'll like, stun them and fucking, like, oh, I can follow up a couple times and roll around and wait for another opening. I'm facing the blood-starved beast and fucking, you know, he poisons you if he grabs you, which is almost certain death since you fucking don't really have enough time to fucking, you know, go to an antidote, take it, and just, before he just fucking, I mean, just, if he grabs you, it's just fucking like, oh, you have a tiny bit of health left, and just by the time you fucking, take the antidote and just fucking bleed out and just drop dead, it's fucking, you barely have fucking time, and just, it was retarded. So, I mean, again, I think the whole point is like, well, we're supposed to use, like, whatever, use a fucking, a gun, like, you can, like, transform, like, the one I have, like, I'm using this fucking giant axe, you can transform it into, like, a hand axe, you have a hand axe and a fucking, a gun, and, yeah, I mean, so the game's fucking, but at that point, I'm like, what, are they, like, trying to, like, teach me something, like, it, again, I'll fucking say, this is my second time through, it's just, like, none of this shit fucking stuck from the first time, I'll get into that more, but it's just fucking, like, so it's, like, fucking, you know, they're trying to force you to parry, I mean, so you get the gun in one hand, and you can't use, you know, the giant version of the axe with the range on it, and, again, I'm not used to parrying. Like I was doing it in Dark Souls 3 at the point. So I was like, fucking, oh, this game is fun. I played through it like fucking 3 times. Now the fucking 4th time, I'll fucking, just to dick around, I'll try fucking parrying everybody and just having fun with it. And fucking, like, that's cool. But I like the core of that game. I think it's fun. Like, Bloodborne is just like, oh, this is terrible. This is a fucking slog. Like, it just plays like garbage. But all right, I'll save it for the end. But I mean, Bloodborne is a fucking Souls game. It's just fucking it's just different enough that it screws you over if you try to play it like a real fucking Souls game. And again, I wouldn't mind that. Like, fucking, oh, they're changing shit up. If I could just keep trying this fucking the Bloodstar beast. Again, if I could just fucking play him, keep trying over and over, and just try to get his weakness and his patterns down. But I think last episode I said something about, oh, they must have patched the game so it just autofills all your blood vials and shit whenever you go to a bonfire or a lamp or whatever. Yeah, guess what? It doesn't do that. I mean, I don't. It just doesn't. Sometimes it does it. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. And just fucking, I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm still like whatever. I just fucking run to the fucking Bloodstar Beast. Like, fucking, oh, you know, you get him down to like half health, and like, oh, now I have like whatever, however many vials left, and fucking, oh, now I gotta go fucking to the beginning of the game and just grind for fucking vials. Like, again, sometimes it autofills them, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what fucking stupid, like, obscure, like, system there is. I don't figure it out. I don't really care because I'm not having fun with the game. I don't feel like fucking looking it up. Yeah, I'm just fucking, you know, and again, so I was going back to grinding for health, and, you know, that, and to do that, you have to fucking, you get a warp, like, at least, like, 3 times. I mean, fucking, it's like, ah, here I am near the Bloodstar of Beast. Now I get a warp to the fucking, the Nexus or whatever the fucking hub is, the Hunter's Dream, whatever the fuck it is. Firelink Shrine, same shit. So it's like, ah, now I get a warp here. And then I get a warp to the fucking bridge where there's fucking guys that drop fucking vials pretty consistently. And you know what I mean? Oh, here's the best place to grind for fucking health, which is fucking yay, you know? Then you get a warp back to the fucking Hunter's Dream. Then you get a warp back to the fucking boss, and it's just a pain in the ass, and just fucking completely unnecessary that you have to fucking, you have to do that. You gotta sit through these fucking loading screens, and again, they did patch it so the loading screens are fucking better. I mean, before it'd be like atrocious. It'd be like fucking like at least a minute, like each time, like a full fucking minute. And again, you do have to do this like 4 fucking times. So it'd be like 4 minutes just fucking sitting there looking at a loading screen. Now they're down to like 20 or 30 seconds, which is, it's better, but it's still like, dude, this sucks. Like, if fucking, like, again, going from fucking Dark Souls 3 on PC, it's just fucking like, I didn't have time to fucking read what the fuck was on the screen. It was just like instant. So it's like, ah, there, you have to warp back, I guess, but it's so fast, it doesn't matter. It's just fucking, ah, it's kind of a pain in the ass to do, but it's not barely a fucking thing. Here, it's still a fucking issue. That still sucks. Fucking any kind of fucking warp in a load, and you gotta do it constantly. It's fucking, it's awful. Yeah, I mean, just fucking, yeah, just again, just grinding and fucking staring at fucking loading screens. This shit just sucks and just not fun. Just fucking, again, just, that's not everything but this fucking boss is just fucking super easy. Just fucking really, really dumb. And just fucking, spending 10 minutes grinding, then fucking 5 minutes fucking running past trash enemies to get to the boss, then fucking repeating that, then fucking staring at fucking loading screens for fucking 5 minutes. Just, yeah, I don't know. I just have fucking serious fucking issues with the way fucking, with Bloodborne, just fucking the way the game's designed. Just, yeah, the art direction too, I'm just not a huge fan of. I mean, fucking, if you see it, it's like, ah, cool. I mean, I almost like that fucking art. It's just like dark, like gothic looking shit. And just like, you know, you look at like a screenshot, you first stop playing, it's like, ah, cool, this looks like a cool fucking cool aesthetic here in this game. And then you keep playing it, and it's just really fucking samey for like almost the entire game. It's just fucking all these tall, skinny, fucking crowded gothic environments, like all these fucking sharp angles and shit. It's just like, oh yeah, that looks cool. And then like fucking trying to play it just makes it so hard to see where the fuck, like, where these paths are, like main paths. I mean, little alleys to go down a fucking main route, and you can't see, you know what I mean? You can't see it unless the fucking cameras turn like the exact right way. It's fucking not great. I've run past fucking critical paths like over and over, and just, I'm searching for an area. I'm fucking lost, fucking no clue where to go. And just fucking everything looks the goddamn same. It's fucking gray and dark and fucking foggy and shit. Then a lot of times I'll find a spot like tucked away somewhere. I'm like, oh, just like a, you know, then like half the time it's like, oh, cool, I found something I haven't found before. There's an item over here. There must be like a way to go or an area or a fucking path somewhere. It's like, no, it's just a dead end. Or it's like fucking like, oh, I opened a door. Oh, cool, a shortcut. Oh, thank God. I don't have to fucking do whatever the fuck I was just doing, fucking like wandering around lost ever again. Oh, cool, it opened up a shortcut to somewhere I've been, but you open it up and it's like, ah, this looks like everything else. Like, where the fuck is this? It's just fucking, like, nothing's like memorable. Like, everything's just fucking, just, again, fucking comparing to fucking Dark Souls 1, which is just fucking just like, oh, mental map in my head of the entire fucking place. Dark Souls 3, the entire fucking area. I don't know about that. I haven't played Dark Souls 2 in a while, but there were some fucking pretty memorable fucking areas in that, and just complete fucking mental map that just like sticks with me. This again is just fucking like, oh, fucking, you know, same shit over and over again. Where am I? I don't know. It's just fucking all these areas that look the same. Even the names are pretty much the fucking same. It's like blah blah blah, cathedral, tomb, church, fucking whatever, streets of something, and blah blah blah. And just fucking like, it all just looks the fucking same. It's just garbage. You know, it's fucking gray, dark, and fucking foggy. It's like, cool, I'm in a forest now. This will be different. Something different to explore. And nope, it's just fucking gray and dark and foggy. There you go. There's your forest. It's fucking, here's your gray forest of shit. It looks like every other part of the fucking game, you know? And again, it's fucking, second time through the game, and just fucking, yeah, again, you just figure, like, you know, have some kind of, like, spatial awareness and fucking recognizing landmarks that, you know, that would have carried over, but it's just like, no, not really, dude. And it's fucking, I remember getting fucking pissed playing through my first time, as it felt like half the time I was playing, I'm either grinding for vials or I'm fucking looking at loading screens and fast traveling somewhere. You know, it's just the thing. It's like fucking everything looks the same. It's just like, I don't know. It's fucking, you just have to kind of like pick a spot to like be like, oh, this is my hub. You know what I mean? From here, I'm just going to wander from here until like I find, like, half the time it's like, oh, I'll start at this fucking like church and just fucking go and just try to figure out where the fuck I'm going to go. And then it's like fucking like, oh, I'm just fucking doing like circles. And it's like, oh, I found something new. It's like, oh no, this is the church I started at, and just fucking looks the same as everything else in the fucking game. It's awful. That was my first time through when I first played the game. And just like, hey, guess what? My second time through, it's the same shit. Everything looks the same. It's garbage. It's just fucking, I don't know. Starting to fucking ruin from, like, Bloodborne, like, fucking, like, I don't know, game is probably a weak Souls game, one of the weakest Souls game. This is just a fucking flat-out fucking bad game. This is just, like, no good. Again, like, it's just like that compared to Dark Souls 1, right? I'd only played the fucking game once, and it'd been fucking years before I played it again, and it's fucking, that second time playing, it's like, I have, like, every inch of that fucking game I know. Like, it's just, like, everything's so fucking memorable. It all looks different, and, again, Bloodborne, I think, is just a bad game. It's fucking, I'm almost playing out of, like, an obligation to fucking go through and fucking see the DLC and shit, and so that the world might be mended, you know, so I can do all the Souls games, so the world might be mended. And yeah, I mean, fucking, oh, man, just going on before I move on, but yeah, I mean, it's fucking, like, the whole thing with that is, like, fucking, like, oh, it's supposed to be, like, faster, like, oh, it's, the whole, like, pitch is, like, oh, no, like, the combat's so much faster. It's, like, it's really not. I mean, it's fucking just, like, they're throwing a lot of fucking, human-sized enemies. It should be, like, whatever, the Dark Souls equivalent of, like, knights, but the difference is the fucking knights were fucking fun to fight. Like, it'd be, like, fucking, like, oh, I gotta, like, fucking try something. Like, there's a lot of, like, fucking, I'm gonna try to roll around, and all these guys are fucking, like, you know, behind a shield or some shit. It's like, oh, I gotta figure out how to get him out of that, or how to fucking get behind him. It's like, this is, like, all these fights, it's like, no, it's like, oh, you can't really get behind anybody. So it's like, oh, I'll try to, like, roll towards him and use, like, fucking whatever invincibility for him to get, like, up on him. But it's fucking, dude, all the enemies just seem to have, like, almost, like, 360-degree fucking, like, all their hits are, like, you know, almost full fucking 360-degree fucking attacks. So it's, you can't really get behind him. You can't, like, even, like, whatever. I'm like, all right, this giant axe, I'm fucking more, like, strength build. So you'd figure, like, oh, I can, like, fucking, you know, do like a little stun lock and make like a combo with it or something. And it's like fucking like up. Sometimes it works up. Sometimes it just doesn't. You know, fucking all, the enemies just fucking, they just like flail around and shit. And just fucking like, oh, they're stunned for a second. Now they're not. Now they're going to fucking stun lock you. And it's like, there's a lot of just like bad. I mean, fucking like, oh, the player, you know, as the player, like, oh, you're stun locked and you're fucking like whatever. You're on the ground. They knocked you down. They fucking like, they grab you and you had to watch this fucking animation. Just fucking, ugh, so a lot of shit I just do not fucking like, and I think is fucking bad. It's just in this game, it's real bad. Or it's like, hey, cool, you have guns now, and they're supposed to be like, oh, you use them to fucking like parry or whatever. It's like, I don't know, I'd rather not, first of all. I could rather be like, again, oh, it's supposed to be faster. I'd rather be fucking faster and more, I'm trying to be more aggressive again, like, fuck, again, like, in the Souls game, I'm fucking, so I'd barely use shields anymore. It's fucking two-hand shit and fucking, like, whatever, roll around. Like, that's fast. Like, I'm fucking, like, up, hit, roll, fucking whatever. This is literally just, like, fucking, like, oh, well, fucking, up, I got hit and fucking whatever. And it takes away, like, half your health or whatever. Like, no matter what it is, like, fucking, there's no, like, good armor or anything. It's, you know what I mean? You're supposed to fucking be, like, a dex build. So it's like, oh, you got hit and fucking half your health's fucking taken away. Well, there's like a stupid, like, oh, we use the regain system. You're supposed to hit fucking the other, you know, hit them to fucking, you know, regain some of your health or whatever. But it's like, well, I'm hit and fucking half my life's gone. If they fucking stun me again, dude, I'm pretty much dead. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking run away. Oh, I got hit. I got to fucking run away and fucking heal and fucking like whatever. And just fucking like, I don't know. It's just, it seems like it's so much slower. It's like half the time it's just fucking me running and fucking just constantly rolling and fucking trying to get away from these fucking, you know, stun lock and fucking faggots. And just fucking, they all seem to just have like, they have way too much fucking HP and they have like, they're cheap too. It's like fucking, you have like fucking 20 bullets you can use for your fucking gun, but they seem to just fucking whatever. They're just fucking unlimited. They'll just fucking sit there and spam their gun until you run up to them. Then they fucking like, oh, now I'm going to start fucking flailing away and just fucking like nonstop shit. That would fucking just, you would never have fucking the health, whatever, the stamina to do. But those would go to town on you and fucking constantly and just fucking roll around. It's just fucking dumb. Gameplay's like shit. I think it's a bad fucking game. Man, it's painful to play. I'm just not lying. I think it's bad. I mean, fucking, again, I have some flashbacks playing it the first time of like, ah, oh, when is this going to get cool and fucking open up to something else? It just never really does. Like, it just doesn't. It's fucking, it's the same shit. And it's fucking, it's garbage. Pretty sure it's a bad game. Bloodborne is a bad game. But speaking of bad games, I played some Homefront The Revolution and, yeah, it's one time trying to not listen to fucking reviews and, you know, again, I usually try to just stay dark on a game that I'm interested in and so I can go in fresh. And you know, Homefront, there's one instance of it may have bitten me in the ass. I start the game up and the opening was kind of, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, a cutscene about North Korea, you know, they're selling the world like advanced military technology. So I want to say tedious. It's tedious. Going back to Bloodborne, the combat is tedious and it's not fun. It's a fucking main thing I wanted to just in the back of my head. Yeah. It's not fast. It's tedious to fucking fight anything. It's so boring. Anyway, Homefront. I'd almost rather play fucking Homefront at this point. So North Korea is selling the world advanced military technology, but so the entire world's like fucking suited up with fucking you know, they have like fucking North Korean weapons, North Korean fucking drones and planes and shit, and they build a back door into everything that they can just like shut everything down at once and fucking, so they do that. They leave the U.S. fucking hopeless, and I don't know about the rest of the world because who cares? It's all about America. So, you know, America is, you know, the American military is like no fucking, It's real dumb, I know. But they have no fucking it's dumb but cool. They have no way of like defending themselves really. So North Korea invades, and so it's pretty much like the first home front, which was the ripoff of that movie Red Dawn. So it goes into America being occupied. You're part of a resistance force and some pretty cool bloody shit. Bloody shit with traitors giving their own people up, other Americans, and like torturing them and shit and selling them out to the North Koreans and fucking they introduce you to these initial characters. You figure like, oh, this is my group that I'm gonna be like fucking running with or whatever, it's all like all a cutscene, but you end up getting captured and fucking they all get captured and shot, and it's pretty fucking intense. The opening like scenes, I'm like, oh, this looks pretty cool. It's pretty choppy and like framey and shit. And I'm like, fucking, it's a cutscene though. I'm not gonna really be able to fucking fix anything or tell what's up until I couldn't really fuck with the graphic settings until I got in the game. And so, like, fucking that opening scene's, like, fucking, like, 10 minutes long, so, go through that, and then I get into the actual game. And I open up the settings and just fucking, do the usual, there's a ton of options in there, and just doing the usual PC shit. I'm fucking, I'll just fucking turn down the shadows, turn down the fucking motion blur, and I'm like, move the stick a little bit. I'm like, it's still pretty choppy, and just, turn down the textures, turn down the fucking particle effects and that bullshit. Just fucking, same shit. Still pretty choppy. A lot of chop. And, still controls like dog shit. Then I'm like, all right, you know what, dude? I'm just gonna fucking turn it down to fucking low completely and just fucking, still fucking doesn't matter. Just fucking, nothing to do with the settings. Just fucking, the game just fucking runs like trash. It's just fucking, I'm like, what the fuck? So I looked at, like, the store page or whatever. I'm looking at, like, the recommended specs. And it's fucking, like, one of those rare instances where it's fucking, like, complete, like, my PC should be able to fucking just about max this fucking thing out, like, for what they fucking recommend, you know what I mean? It should be able to fucking have everything on, like, high and, like, ultra and shit. Not, again, just fucking just to their specs, you know? But I can fucking just turn it down complete fucking low, and it doesn't, it just runs and plays like fucking complete shit, no matter what I do. So I'm fucking like, all right, just do a little bit of fucking searching, like, oh, I didn't have to search, it fucking came up on like fucking sites and shit, and fucking just, it's a thing. I mean, fucking the developers fucking are acknowledging it, saying that, they're working on it, and it's fucking, just fucking just running like shit for everybody, I guess, and, I guess the console versions are even fucking worse, which is pretty impressive, I think. How they fuck it up that badly. But whatever, fucking. So I'm dealing with it. Fucking, I'm like, whatever. It's choppy, but it doesn't really matter. The game itself, that sucks too. It's a openish world shooter, kind of like Far Cry or Dying Light or whatever. You can climb shit and. But, you're climbing shit, doing, like, little stealth missions or whatever. So it's a little bit like Far Cry or whatever, just terrible. They do, like, the Ubisoft open world thing where you more or less just open up your map, you pick an icon, and go to there, and fucking, you're supposed to be, like, liberating outposts, I don't know what the fuck that was, or destroying checkpoints from North Korea, and, you do that, and your resistance members move in and fucking make the area safe and shit. And man, it's fucked. Just fucking, just like the gameplay is just fucked. I mean, moving around just feels so slippery and fucking shitty. And I mean, you're not supposed to be able to just take on like the entire army. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be like a scrappy little fucking resistance guy. You die in a few shots. I mean, you're supposed to just kind of sneak around and just do like hit and run, fight a few people and fucking run off. And the AI is just fucking retarded. And the most efficient thing to do is just run to an icon, just fucking ignore everything, ignore all the fucking idiots shooting at you. And, have them get all caught up on the environments and fucking, you know, just randomly bug out of the world and just be idiots, and you can just fucking just run to the fucking the icon, the objective, and just a lot of me just fucking press X and it's fucking instantly like, oh, outpost captured, and then all of a sudden it turns into a fucking friendly zone and all the air fucking retarded fucking American soldiers move in and there's fucking no threat at all anymore in that area. So yeah, that's the pro tip. Just run. Just run right up to the fucking the place and just fucking press X. Yeah, then fucking, you know, your friendly soldiers are all around. You can walk up to them and recruit them and have them fight for you. And without fail, they'll constantly fucking be in your way. They'll just fucking trap you in corners and shit. Like, you'll fucking, like, fucking run up and, like, grab something off of a wall or something. And fucking, you know, you turn around and fucking there's three of your guys just standing there blocking your path. It's just like, dude, get the fuck away from me. You just trapped there. And sometimes you fucking... so bad you have to like fucking open up the map and just fast travel somewhere, just get the fuck out of there, fast travel, there's nothing you can do about it, you know. Falling through the floor a couple times, just fucking bugged out that way, just buggy ass shit. I've seen guys like halfway through walls doing like fucking like jumping jacks, like fucking tweaking out or like twitching like they're fucking like a Japanese horror movie or some shit. It's just incredible just how bad and buggy and shitty it is. It's just, you know, I'm just like, one of those things, I'm fascinated by how bad the game is. It's been a while since I played a big release like that, and it's just this fucked, you know? I want to keep playing just to see what the fuck happens next, like what's going to break, like, you know, how fucked is it? And, again, I was getting kind of worried playing fucking, you know, Souls and fucking Demon Souls and fucking Dark Souls and all that shit. Uncharted, I'm like, dude, I'm kind of worried. I was playing too many good games, and you know, I'm gonna fucking be putting out like these reviews and just like fucking like praising all this shit, and you know, being too positive. And yeah, I mean, I think the Homefront will fix that pretty good. Between that and fucking Bloodborne, I'm telling you, fucking Bloodborne's fucking miserable. I'd almost rather play fucking Homefront. Yeah, then again, I was thinking back to but I'm playing it, I'm like fucking thinking back to the first Homefront, and it's fucking, dude, well, you know, that single player wasn't great either, but it's fucking, I love the multiplayer, so I'm just fucking, I'm curious about, you know, the Revolution, like, how was their multiplayer, how was their PvP? Yeah, guess what, there is none. I mean, there's none at all, like, I guess it's like co-op or something, but what the fuck. So, I mean, they spent all their time on the fucking single player, and it's fucking still that fucking bad. I mean, that's, it truly is a fucking achievement. I mean, I'm kind of proud of him, to be honest with you. That's Homefront. I mean, I'm keep playing it because whatever, fuck it. I mean, it's fucking one of those games, fucking almost so bad it's fucking funny, you know? That's that. Other than that, I played some, keep playing Doom, mainly the multiplayer. I've been playing, like, I'll play, like, one single-player mission on, like, fucking Ultraviolent or whatever, and then, and it's fucking just non-stop fucking deathmatch. Team deathmatch over and over. And I just prestige or whatever the fuck, whatever the kids call it these days, where fucking I get to, like, level 50, and then I get a little icon next to my name, and, yeah, that's all that means in Doom. Like literally, it's fucking, you just go to, like, fucking 50, then it's like, fucking get a 1 next to your name, and then you get back down to 1, you just go, it doesn't even, like, fuck, it's not like fucking, I don't know, like, Call of Duty, like, oh, do you want a prestige, and, like, it takes away, like, all your fucking weapons, and you start over again. Like, just, Doom's like, nah, it's fucking just whatever, just keep everything, you just fucking keep going, you know, just get that little number, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking just, you know, keep going through it, and, you know, it's just mindless fucking fun, just fucking completely turn your brain off, don't give a shit, I don't even give a shit about fucking winning or losing, I just want to run around with my fucking combat shotgun and fucking, make people explode, because I can, and, yeah, again, I keep hearing, again, just fucking, you know, these reviews are out, again, I'm fucking listening to fucking people and just, keep hearing everybody saying, oh, single player is awesome and fucking, and don't get me wrong, I mean, the single player is really good, but I mean, the fucking, And they're like, fucking, oh, well, the multiplayer is fucking forgettable and blah, blah, blah. Just, that's not true at all. I mean, fucking, again, I like the single player. It's just fucking, it seems like another case of, like, these, you know, faggot fucking game journalists, fucking telephone fucking losers. It's just, the multiplayer is fucking amazing. I mean, they probably just, between them just sucking ass at it and fucking, they probably played it for like 5 minutes and fucking, so they could rush their fucking reviews out, you know what I mean? They probably fucking, oh, multiplayer, they played it for 5 minutes, but I heard online that people don't like it they didn't like the beta. So it's just, really easy and quick. I'll just fucking say the multiplayer is forgettable. Just fucking move on, like whatever. Get my fucking shit out. It's fucking, again, they see that the fucking pussy 12-year-olds in the fucking comments, like, fucking, oh, it's not the real Doom, like, they have fucking any clue. It's like, yeah, you're fucking 20, dude, like, tell me again about fucking Doom. Tell me what the real Doom is, you fucking high school, fucking junior, whatever the fuck, you're like, so, again, I love the single player game. It's fucking like, dude, like once I was done with it, I'm like, yeah, that was cool. I mean, it's all right. Again, I'll fucking go through a couple missions and like the higher difficulties, but, it's just the fucking, and the multiplayer is where the fucking, where the legs are. It's fucking, it's just fun. I can fucking play. It's just like, whatever. It's fucking just throw it in for fucking an hour and just fucking go nuts. Yeah, it's great. So fuck you. Fuck you, internet. Yeah, it's like a guarantee, like, fucking, like, half the reviewers, dude, they didn't even fucking unlock the fucking, didn't get it far enough to unlock the fucking combat shotgun, or, like, the other demons, like, the fucking, the Prowler, which is fucking awesome. He just fucking hops around the level, he can go on, like, ceilings and walls and shit, and just fucking hide there, and fucking, not really hide there, but, I mean, you wait for somebody to fucking run by, you just fucking go to another wall, and if they get in your way, you fucking grab them with you, you can fucking bring them across the map. And you get to the other fucking wall and you smash their fucking face and into the fucking other wall and fucking instant kill them and just fucking, oh, now I'm here. And just fucking, like, wait for somebody else. You just do, like, crisscross and just keep doing it. It's fucking fun. It's pretty amazing. And then, real quick, I watched Preacher, the TV show on AMC. You can watch it for free on AMC.com if you want. You get to deal with a lot of fucking ads there. But, something that I talked about for a while. I mean, I was a big fucking fan of the comic books. I'm like, they're probably going to have to, like, censor some shit. And, you know, it's not going to be as good as the comics. And then, you know, see what they do with it. But, that's pretty much how it is. It's fucking, like, I like the actors they chose. I mean, fucking Jesse's pretty good. And fucking, you know, the vampire is pretty cool. The fucking Cassidy is like, I like these guys. They're all right. And fucking, like, as far as the setup goes, just, you know, again, as the pilot, it's kind of hard to tell just from that one episode. But it's like, yeah, it seems all right. Just fucking, could go either way. You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, it seems real, like, slapstick and fucking, like, the first one was, you know, had a lot of, like, funny shit, but it was, like, real dark, like, you know what I mean? It was, like, dark fucking comedy and just fucking, like, real, real, like, sick shit, you know? This is just more like, fucking slapstick, like, you know, like, sitcom-y fucking whatever, over the top, or, like, fucking, I don't know. It seems all right. It's fucking just, like, you know, just fucking, the first one was just so, like, satirical and just fucking, like, dark and just fucking, like, really just fucking, like, didn't give a shit, you know what I mean? This just seems like fucking is more like, everything, will play everything fucking safe and just fucking, you know, be careful and, I don't know, fuck, it's like, somebody fucking, like, smashes an iPod over, iPad over a fucking steering wheel. It's like, that's probably his fucking his most, like, you know, punk rock as this show is going to get is somebody smashing a fucking iPad. They're not going to go, like, all out, you know. It's everything, like, all the, you know, it's like all safe targets. Like, oh, look at these guys are, like, redneck, so, you know, whatever. They're fucking anti-PC or fucking, like, what I am. It's fucking pretty much as fucking as far as they're going to go. But, again, it's all right. I'll still keep my eye on it for a little bit anyway. As long as it's fucking free, what the fuck do I give a shit? Other than that, I'm on my vacation at this point, so I get a week off. I'm kind of at a I don't know, a bit of a pickle as to what the fuck I want to do. Like, fucking, like, I don't know, all the shit. I was like, fucking, oh, this will be cool. I have, like, fucking, whatever, like, you know, Doom and fucking, whatever the fuck else was coming out that I've already fucking played. Like, Uncharted and shit. I'm like, fucking, oh, yeah, that's right. But I beat that game in, like, 2 days, and I don't give a shit about it. And, you know, fucking Doom's cool. I beat it, though. And fucking, oh, I'll play the multiplayer a little bit. It's nothing, like, fucking, like, new. There's no, like, big game. Like, oh, I want to dig in, fucking whatever. I was kind of like, oh, cool, what I had to look forward to, fucking suffering through fucking Bloodborne and, fucking, Homefront, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, cool, I can play shitty games for a week, awesome. But yeah, I'm like, fucking, ah, well, the Fallout, that new Fallout 4, Far Harbor, fucking DLC came out. Like, yeah, maybe I'll check that out. I actually ended up fucking, buying it on, like, PC for cheap, too. I already have it on Xbox, and the season pass on fucking Xbox One, but I'm like, ah, I kind of want to play. If I'm going to start over, I'm like, ah, I kind of want the PC version, so got it through a fucking shady fucking code site that fucking, you know, as soon as I bought it, like, my credit card company, like, texted me, and they're like, did you buy something from this company? I'm like, yep. You know what I mean? So it's like, ah, it's got to be legit. I'm sure it's fine. So I did that, and I got the fucking season pass in there, too, so maybe I'll check that out. And then, like, fucking, again, it's like, so some kind of wire crossed in my brain where it's like fucking Tomb Raider, Fallout 4, and fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider. So it's like fucking as soon as I started like downloading Fallout 4, I'm like, Tomb Raider, huh? And then I'm like, fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm like, fucking, well, I should probably replay the other, like the first reboot of the Tomb Raider, you know what I mean? So if I ended up buying fucking the first Tomb Raider for cheap too, not the first, whatever it was, like the 2010 one, I think. So, it's probably one of those things is fucking, like, it's tough fucking starting a site, like, fucking, you know what I mean, I fucking start the site, I'm like, I should probably fucking revisit these games and fucking, like, you know what I mean, get a review down for them and fucking whatever, then it's like, fucking, you know, we got fucking 25 years of backup, and it's like, fucking, I don't want to keep playing these games I've already played before, or play something else, or fucking, I don't know, who knows, I'm on vacation, so you'll probably notice fucking the next one will be like between like this one and then fucking the next podcast after a fucking week of fucking debauchery where I'm just like, fuck. I spent a week just fucking jacking off and fucking, you know, eating fucking pizza and I haven't fucking moved in a week and now I'm fucking, you know, another 100 pounds overweight and I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And yeah, maybe I'll just kill myself too. Maybe that'll be my vacation treat. I don't know. Gruntfreepress.com. Send me my fucking eulogy at fucking podcast at gruntfreepress.com. I'm done.
And when the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
on a Friday night. I know nobody's listening because y'all are all zooming, but I got a shot of hot rock and roll for you anyway. Kale, a Red River rock and roll request.
What is Stretch? It's the buzz again.
Oh, not again. Hang it up, lame-o. Go call your mother.
Dirty. Well, this is for Rick the Prick. He wants to hear Bright Lights, Big Titties.
Wrong. I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. Bright Lights, Big Titties.
LG? LG, get in here, please. Yeah.
Fuck! Are you crazy? Back up, big fucker! Come on, hurry up, get out of here! Oh, Whitney!
They gotta hang up.
Come on, hang
up! Shit! Come on, hurry up, what the fuck?
Hang up!
What the hell is that?
Look, there's some
shit!
Heat.
his hat!
Shit, come on, get out of here! Where'd he come from?
I don't believe it! Shit!
Just keep driving! Come on! Hey, let's go! Come on! What? Come on, what is that?
I don't believe it! Come on!
Oh god! Oh god! Oh god! Yeah, come on, get out of here!
Buzzsaw.
Hey, hang up, man. Hang up. 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 Hang up.
Get him! Shoot the bastard! Get him! Shit! Oh,
did you do that? What happened?
It's like super feedback. Just put the underwolf across the overflapper. I don't know. Just went dead air.